Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Blast Off, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables, who come to you each and every week to talk about truth, justice, the American way, and this week, the coronavirus, and what the hell is really going on. Richard, how are you today?
Hi, Jack. It was a beautiful day in New England. It's 60 degrees out still, and been hunkered down all day.
Well, you know, it doesn't matter how the weather is since we can't go outside. And I kind of think it's interesting. Gas is cheap, but we can't go anywhere. So, what difference does it make?
I'm getting 3 weeks to the gallon.
There you go. And that doesn't surprise me even the least. All right, listen, I'm going to open us up here by reading a blog entry that I made yesterday about this. And it's about the coronavirus. And it's what I think that we need to talk about today. This is... We'll be talking about stuff for sure they don't talk about other places. All right. The situation is dire because of COVID-19, but it is equally desperate in other nations, including France. Experiences shortages of N95 masks for doctors and nurses. France's president, Emmanuel Macron, has sent a desperate plea to China's Xi Jinping to supply them. China has responded by saying they would send the masks if the French would agree to use the Chinese company Huawei to build a 3G wireless network throughout France. Well, this
5G.
Might just seem like 5G.
Yeah.
While this may seem like inappropriate, crass extortion, exploiting the ravages of the pandemic on the French people, it is actually far more sinister than this. If the French say no, it will cost many lives. But if they say yes, it will cost them much more than the lives of a few. It will cost them their sovereign freedom as well. You see, Huawei's 5G network isn't just a benign wireless system because it relentlessly and flawlessly tracks everybody's movement everywhere they go. It is literally Big Brother. By saying yes, China would gain control over France just as completely as the Nazis did in World War II, but it would be accomplished silently, bloodlessly, and without the use of weapons. Because of how sinister this is, here is a question we need to ask. Knowing the goal of the Chinese is world domination, could their silence about the devastation of COVID-19 have been a strategic move to gain leverage over the Western democracies? Could it have been a calculated move to implement their plan to increase their influence? Could the pandemic actually be biological warfare, patient zero, eating an undercooked bat? Could this be true and not conspiratorial nonsense, what I'm just saying? Heretofore, we've all assumed that the silence of the Chinese about COVID-19, which has been aided by the complicity of the World Health Organization, has been out of embarrassment over not having shut down the wet markets like they promised to do 15 years ago during the SARS epidemic. What if this wasn't it at all? What if they use the lives of their own people further their goal of world domination? What if this catastrophe was also retribution against President Trump for forcing them to capitulate to a new trade deal that is more favorable to the USA? What if they planned this pandemic all along? Or perhaps they simply seized the opportunity to further the ambitions. Who knows? Either way, could something about this be diabolical? The answer is yes, it could. With the Chinese communists never wise for the USA to depend on them, it's impossible to know when they will turn against us. What we can trust, however, is that they eventually will turn on us. It's because they're committed to world domination with their brand of communism, and Huawei's 5G network is the Chinese communist way to achieve their goal. If you think we are too powerful for this to happen, think again. Look how easily they have destroyed our economy, and all it cost them was the lives of some of their people, which is an acceptable price to pay for the Chinese. As they have done with France, the Chinese communists have also tried to extort the USA. They've done this by threatening to withhold the production and sending of antibiotics to it. Currently, 95% of our antibiotics are made in China. This gives them enormous leverage over us, leverage that must be reversed immediately. The Democrats, progressive globalist fools that they are, want to increase our dependence on China. We must not allow this to happen. This is why we should support and elect conservative Republicans, not rhinos. By not standing as strong for our national sovereignty as we should have in the past, inadvertently put the U.S. in a vulnerable position. This November, we must halt that and make America strong again, not China. The end. What do you think, Richard?
Before we go much further, two things that I think, because our audience may not know, you explain wet market and explain rhino.
Okay, I'll do the in reverse order. A rhino is someone that is a Republican in name only. It's an acronym, I guess. What is the word for it? R-I-N-O. Republican in name only. Those are the people who talk conservative and then vote liberal, like Mitt Romney, like John McCain. Those were both rhinos. Like the guy from Arizona that just retired that had the crooked nose. What was his name? I've forgotten. In Tennessee was another one of them. Jeff Flake. That was the guy in Arizona. They were all rhinos. All right, wet market. These are places in China where they sell things to eat that horrify people, like bats, poisonous snakes. Honest to God, they sell live poisonous snakes for people to kill and eat. And story is that someone ate an undercooked bat, and that's what began the COVID-19 coronavirus. Now, that's possible, maybe even probable. But the alternative theory is that this virus, which is so deadly, and And, you know, when you, I mean, a lot of people say, well, I don't know anybody that's had it, so I, you know, this is just overblown, da, 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 da. Think of it this way. We talk about the USA having the best medical system in the world. Well, if the United Kingdom certainly isn't far behind us, if at all. And they couldn't keep their prime minister from getting it, and he is now in ICU. This is they'll be having him on a ventilator. He's in trouble.
Yeah,
and you know he's in trouble. I like the guy.
You know, did he have any underlying ailments though, Jack? Do you know? Was he
I don't know, but he is. I don't know. He's 55. But he is in ICU, so that's a big deal. But the wet market, they're blaming this on. Now, when that one doctor said that this was going to end up being a pandemic, and they made him, you know, write something that said that it, you know, that it was a lie and stuff like that. It could be because they were embarrassed. That's the story that they've been touting. But it also could be that the disease needed to spread far enough that it couldn't be contained if this was malicious. Now, a lot of Chinese people died. From what I understand, in Wuhan, there are 21 million less iPhones than there used to be before all this started. That's the potential loss that we're talking about. And in China, with the 5G network, as much as everybody uses their, you know, Android and iPhone, over there, you literally cannot survive without it.
Yeah, you can only buy your food with it.
Yes, you know, yeah. You if you want to go someplace, you just, you know, click for, you know, not for Lyft or what's the other one?
Uber.
And they come and pick you up. You don't have to tell them where you are. You just click on your phone and they come. And you don't pay them anything, it's automatically taken out. So it's like having, you know, your own personal driver. That's how sophisticated it is. And they want to do this to nations all over the world. And you say, well, what's wrong with that? It's they control all the information. If they control all the information, they know what, not only what you do and who you do it with, but they have the ability to stop you wherever you are.
Like it's the 21 million phones that are missing.
Yeah, and it would be just as easy for them to, you know, to take your guns as not, to be honest with you. So this isn't something. There are huge issues of independence that are involved in this and that aren't good. But, Dick, I want to get back to the central question. What do you think about the Chinese? Do you think that this was done maliciously, or do you think that it was done inadvertently?
Well, let me tell you my theory. My theory is, in Hunan, there is a building there where they do all of this different type of testing, you know, for these types of viruses. And I think that somebody was testing and actually ended up developing this virus, but inadvertently caught it themselves, went home or wherever, and the virus started spreading in Hunan. I think that the Chinese wanted to develop this, but they wanted to develop it and have it start in some unknown country way far away, probably somewhere in Africa or whatever, and let it spread across the world like it has anyway. But they got caught with their pants down having this virus actually start in their own backyard. And I do believe that there was a huge problem in China. How is it that 21 million phones that you cannot survive in China without your phone have already been, disconnected or the signals were dropped? What part of China should we believe? What is there at all that we say that we should believe anything that they've said? It's just like those wet markets that you talked about that they swore that they were going to end back when the SARS virus was available. So
there's another
and
part
I think
of
this,
this. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead. I'm fine.
For months, really over a year, every weekend in Hong Kong, there were protests against the communist leadership. And Hong Kong, since it was a British protectorate until 1999, for the British, when they gave it back, it was to be part of China, but have a level of independence so that they couldn't just run all over them. And the movement against communism in Hong Kong was so strong, so powerful, because you know that it's the major market in Asia, that they wanted a way to get all of these young people off the streets during, you know, which they'd been protesting for over a year every week, and the protests were getting bigger.
And more
so they found a way. There are no more protests. People are staying in their houses. They're scared to death. I really have not been out or done anything for days, actually more than a week. It's like, you know, being in an old folks home. Oh, praise God, I'm not. Thank you. Kidding. But
you live by yourself in an old man's home. So it's true. Yeah, it's all right. Me too. just happens to be home, and it's an old man's home. That's all. Yeah.
I don't know if there is any way to tell for sure if this virus was a regular coronavirus and it was manipulated to be more deadly, because they can do that. And just in the same way, when they get a vaccine for this, is that they take the disease itself and they find a way to manipulate the structure of it, you know, to create a vaccine. They can also use it to create a weapon. There are a lot of people that believe this. Now, that doesn't make it true, just because a lot of people believe it, any more than, you know, than the media story or the World Health Organization, who is saying, oh, what a great job China has done to take care of their people, you know, after it broke out. What utter nonsense. They covered it up, concerning it. They killed people who were whistleblowers about it, and they've used it since it's been out to try and manipulate the West. It's like, well, with the new trade deals and with the tariffs on China, their economy has slowed down dramatically, and ours has really done much better, and that's because of Trump's leadership. I think these Chinese are pissed, and this levels the playing field. The first thing that Trump did when he became president, or one of the first things, I'm going to restore the military. Because as you remember, one of the generals came and said to him, "Mr. President, you know, don't go to war on the Korean Peninsula or any place else, please." And Trump said, "Well, I'm not planning on it anyway, but why not?" He says, "Well, because we don't have any bullets for the guns. We don't have any ammunition."
Yeah.
Trump says, "What?" He said, "We don't have enough ammunition to fight a war." He says that because of Obama's sequestration, everything has been, you know, is used, doesn't work, or is worn out. And so, you know, Trump said, "I've got to make us strong again." And he did militarily. But we were not prepared, are not prepared for biological warfare. Clearly we're not. We've shut down our whole country.
Yeah.
This is the economic catastrophe from this is going to be felt for a long time. People will be social distancing for, you know, for years. Well, maybe they won't, but I you know, this does seem to have the you know, the capacity to really put us, you know, behind a ball
for a long time. Something that you and I grew up with as kids, as grown-ups or whatever, that I think now is something that, because of this, is in the past, and I don't think it'll ever come back, and that's shaking hands.
Well, I hope that's not true.
I just guarantee you. Well, the kids don't shake hands anyway. You know, they'd rather fist bump you or some such thing. But I had a feeling that, you know, this is going to be something that's just will become very passe very quickly, especially if this hangs around for a couple of months, which it's liable to. That and the fact that you're hunkered down the way we are and you're not socially involved with other people, that the handshaking thing, you know, it may become an elbow bump or something, but I think it's gone.
Man, just this is really not good. And they say that this is going to be the worst week or next.
Yeah. Well, they've been saying this week that hopefully things starting next week. I just saw something that somebody somewhere listed all of the states and at what time period or date that it'll start to pass. And they had Massachusetts here was like April 19th, something like that. But I saw Texas was one of the latest ones. It was like May 4th. But I don't know where this people conjure up this information from. But they usually find out after the fact that it's fake news anyway. So
they build these. Mm-hmm. They build these models. And, you know, sometimes the models are correct, sometimes they aren't. But, you know, one thing's for sure, if you stay at home and don't go out, the chances of you getting it are almost nil. Well, this is about the I've never in my life thought we would be in a position like we're in now. Ever.
Yeah.
Never, ever. And this has an apocalyptic feel to it. It there's a part of it that, you know, that feels like one of the plagues of Egypt or something out of the book of Revelation. And, you know, this coupled with the locusts that are devouring everything in West Africa and Central Asia are going to cause starvation this fall and winter. It's like a double plague. And, of course, they come in seven. So it would be just beginning. But, you know, but we'll just have to see about that. Any rate, Richard,
you think a month ago right now we were just thinking about the beginning of the baseball season, and now there may not even be one. Oh, whatever.
Well, this is the worst part of all of it, is that, you know, there's no Masters, no March Madness,
No hockey, no NBA finals. Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I saw where James Harden from, you know, the Houston Rockets said, if Trump doesn't resign, he'll never play again. And I thought, well, I'm willing to bet that doesn't happen.
You mean like all those people going to Canada? All the people that were moving to Canada? Yeah, okay. Remember them too.
I do. So far, not many of them have done it, have they?
As far as I know, I don't think any of them did it. And even the ones that thought they were going to be in Canada are now in Los Angeles, the prince and his wife. Yeah. That changed real quick.
They're not going to have voting in tomorrow's primary, whatever state it's in, you know, for the Democrats, in person. I'm not sure you can legally do that. They're trying it. We'll see if it actually happens. And there's no telling what all of this is going to mean, you know, for the Democratic and Republican National Convention, and for, you know, the election this fall. All of these things that are saying that Joe Biden is going to beat Trump are nonsense. You get Biden on the debate floor with Trump, and I mean to tell you, Trump will eat him alive. The poor guy, he's demented, and Trump goes for the jugular. This is a very difficult time for our nation, but it's also a time, you know, for us to just be resolute and stand strong. Go ahead. We got about 30 seconds.
Well,
go ahead.
I think that most of this will be well over and done by July, so that these conventions will happen and Trump will be reelected in a landslide, maybe the biggest landslide in the history of presidential elections. So I'm fairly confident in my theories.
Very good. We'll leave it at that, and we'll be back this time next week. So God bless you. Be safe, folks. Stay at home. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America, and heal our nation. Amen. Bye-bye.